And we're going to spend the next few minutes on the blue zones. Maybe you've heard they're the regions of the world researchers once circled with blue pencil because the people there lived longer than anywhere else in the world. Dan Buettner wrote the National Geographic cover story on blue zones. He turned that into two best-selling books. And now maybe he has a third bestseller on the way. The new Blue Zone Solutions is about Dan's efforts to duplicate blue zones in American communities, teaming with famed food scientists and civic leaders and with money from public funds and from insurance companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield and the for-profit health company Healthways. He and his teams get thousands of people to gather in auditoriums in towns like Albert Lea, Minnesota, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to pledge to implement ideas like walking school buses. This is where seniors walk groups of kids to school and everyone gets exercise. They pledge to begin eating a bowl of beans a day. Dan says it's the best longevity supplement out there. And to create a community of like-minded people. For example, do you have a Moai? Dan Buettner joins us now. And Dan, what is a Moai?
It's a committed social network, and we first observed it in Okinawa. Okinawa is home to the longest-lived women on the planet. And we discovered that having a strong, committed social network is more important than getting on the best diet you can imagine, because a good social network will last longer and be more measurably impactful than trying to remember what you put in your mouth every day.
Well, and in Okinawa, it's women, usually five women, each have known each other their whole lives and are there for almost every moment in their lives going forward.
They at least meet once a day. They will gossip. Maybe they'll have a glass of sake. But if one of them don't show up to this nightly meeting, the other four put their kimonos on and they shuffle across the village to check in on their friends. And at a certain age, having that sort of not only literal care, which would require a nurse or something in our society, but also the psychological safety net to know that somebody has your back. Our team believed it was a major contributor to the longevity there.
Well, it corresponds with research that we've reported on here, that you will be like the community that you're in. If everyone around you is overweight or smoking, it's like a magnet. It's much harder to resist that gravitational pull.
Yes, if your three best friends are unhealthy and obese, there's 150% better chance that you will be too. Same with what you smoke. Happiness, even loneliness, is contagious. And loneliness is also deadly in this country. If you meet the technical definition of loneliness, if you don't have at least three friends you can count on a bad day, it'll shave 8 years off your life expectancy. So what Blue Zones has taught us is the importance of building up a good social network of people who care about you and then having the right environment.
So the Moai is just one of many of the strategies you brought over and implemented in the Blue Zones project. Before we get to that, just to remind people, the zones you mentioned, Okinawa, with the world's longest living women. There's an island in Greece that has one of the world's lowest rates of mid-age mortality. A region in Sardinia, the Italian island, the highest concentration of long-living men. Second to that is the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, the world's lowest rate of mid-age deaths. And Loma Linda, California, where some people live 10 more healthy years than the average American. Just for a second, park on Loma Linda. What was the key there?
The Seventh-day Adventist. They subscribe to a biblical diet. They take their diet right out of Genesis chapter 1. They eat basically beans and vegetables, if you're a true Adventist, and grains. And their social networks tend to be healthy. So the contagions that spread within those networks are healthy.
So there's Loma Linda, California. But what did they all have in common, though, that became the basis for this project that you wanted to bring to communities in the U.S.?
On average, 90% of their caloric intake comes from plants or very simple plant products. 65% of their dietary intake come from grains and tubers and beans. They do eat meat, but on average only five times a month. And the go-to snack in all the blue zones is nuts.
And by the way, we'll have lists of the food from each of the zones at hereandnow.org. But as you said, it has more to do with a community-wide way of living. How do you start bringing that to communities?
You have to find communities that are ready. When you look at blue zones around the world, in none of these places do you find spry centenarians who said at age 50, well, God darn it, I'm going to get on that longevity diet, or they never bought the treadmill. They lived in environments that made the healthy choice the easy choice. So it was longevity was something that ensued instead of something you pursue, which is very different than the way we do it in America. So we package up this idea that you can create a healthier environment in American communities, and then we get the mayor and the city manager and the superintendent of schools and the CEOs of the big companies to sign a pledge saying, yes, come change the defaults, change the nudges here so that healthier is easier than unhealthy.
Nudge. We know the book by a Chicago economist, and that's the idea that the environment is slowly changed so it nudges people in a different direction. And you tell the story of Bob Fagan, city manager of Spencer, Iowa, who got a big personal nudge first.
Yeah, he was diagnosed with kidney failure. He was on five medicines, and his father had died of kidney failure, and his doctor made a deal with him. If he went on this blue zone program and stuck with it long enough and showed improvement, that he could go off the medicines. And after 6 months, it worked. And as city manager, he led the charge in Spencer to put in about 200 new sidewalks. So walking became easier than driving, to change the food policies to favor fruits and vegetables over chips and sodas, led the charge to help create moais so that people had good social networks. And then the Hy-Vee stores there took on a blue zone.
This is a grocery store there, yeah.
Yeah, grocery stores that curated a checkout aisle. So after you've been shopping for an hour and you're hungry, instead of staring down candy bars and sodas, there you stare down bags of nuts and waters. And those checkout lanes actually generated more revenue than the unhealthy checkout lanes.
We'll take one thing at a time. How do you make a moai?
Okay, so the point of a moai is not creating a walking group. It's to help people make new friends. So when we put moais together, we separate a group of, say, 500 people. We put all the new mothers in one area, all the older mothers in another area, single people in a third area. And then we have them circle up and we throw out a number of questions. Raise your hand if you like rock and roll. Raise your hand if your idea of a delicious meal is steak and potatoes or vegan. And then we have them self-select into groups of five, and we simply assign them to walk together for 10 weeks. And we find that after about 6 weeks, there's a tipping point. They forge these long-term friendships, which we know have a long-term impact on their health.
But I'm sure there are people who say, I'm struggling to just get my kids off to school in the morning. I can't be slow cooking beans. People are pretty stressed out. How did you address that attitude?
So you make 250 food decisions a day, and only about 50 of those are conscious. The other 200 are unconscious. So what the Blue Zone Project does is engineer your unconscious decisions to be healthier. So when we show up in a city, we're going to have three squads of people. One squad of people is going to help you set up your kitchen. A second squad is going to go to every restaurant, grocery store, school, and workplace. And using a checklist-driven strategy, we get them to make their eating environments 20% healthier. And then the third squad works with city government, municipal policy and ordinances. And we bring in a menu of best practice food policies, and we help city council adopt them. So we think of a 5-mile life radius, and we unleash a healthy swarm of nudges and defaults. And we've seen in some cities the BMI, body mass index, collectively drop as much as 15% by using this strategy instead of guilting and educating.
Well, and talk about some of the nudges. I mean, one city might bring in somebody who he sounds almost like the street whisperer, who might help them reorganize their streets so they have bike lanes. What are some of the nudges?
So Dan Burden is kind of a street whisperer. That's a great he's an expert in working with city planners within budget to create streets that are made for humans and not just cars. If you build a street with bike lanes, with sidewalks, and with cleaned up parks, you can raise the physical activity level of that whole community by 30%. Albert Lea, Minnesota, we saw life expectancy rise by almost 3 years. Healthcare costs for city workers went down by about 40%. In Bob Fagan's town, Spencer, healthcare costs for city workers went down by about 25%. In the beach cities of Los Angeles, we've seen the smoking rate drop by 29%. So it seems to be working. And the beauty is, because we don't rely on a silver bullet, it's silver buckshot. If we unleash 80 or 90 of these nudges citywide for the long term, and only 50 of them work, we still see a result.
Just to leave us, Dan, with one image that you have.
Brian Mattson in Albert Lea, Minnesota, a guy who weighed about 300 pounds and every night would come home from his work at a convenience store and watch TV and play video games. He now belongs to a Moai. He's got five new friends that we helped him make. He's lost weight, and most importantly, if you ask him, he'll say he's happy.
Dan Buettner, the new book is Blue Zones Solution, Eating and Living Like the World's Healthiest, and we would add longest living people. Dan, thanks so much.
It was a delight.
And by the way, I said, who has time to slow cook beans? Well, Dan says canned are fine, but eat less. The Okinawa women chant, they have a chant they say before eating. It basically says, don't eat everything, don't get full. Dan says Americans can just buy smaller plates. We'll have the Blue Zone foods listed at hereandnow.org, where we'd also love to hear from you if you live in Iowa or the beach cities in Los Angeles and have gone through the Blue Zone project. Did you, for instance, switch your kids' fundraisers from candy to walkathons? What did you do? Let us know at hereandnow.org.